The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Councilmember Greg Raths is running for California's 45th congressional district, and we are going to learn about him from the city of Mission Viejo, now hoping to get into Congress. Thank you so much, Greg, for taking some time to talk with us.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Let's introduce folks to you. Tell everybody who you are and why you'd even want to run for Congress.
All righty. Well, thanks for having me again. I'm 66 years old. I'm a 30-year veteran of the United States Marine Corps, retired at the rank of colonel in 2004. I was a jet fighter pilot. I flew the F-4 Phantom and then later the F-18 Hornet, mostly off of aircraft carriers, a couple tours on the Midway, and one on the USS Abraham Lincoln as the squadron commander. I was in Desert Storm and two other combat operations, 75 combat missions. When I retired, I flew for JetBlue Airways as a commercial airline pilot, flying the Airbus 320, and then was president of a local company here in Orange County, an auto parts distribution firm. Retired from that and got into politics. I've been in, I'm on my second term. And I'm the city council of Mission Viejo, was mayor last year, 2019. Mission Viejo is the second largest city in the 45th congressional district. So our job is to win this seat in 2020, which is here. 2020 is here today.
Can you believe it? Let me ask you about this 45th congressional district.
Well, the seat, I'm a Republican, and the seat has been traditionally always Republican until the sweep in 2018, we lost every congressional seat in Orange County to the Democrats. The current congressperson is Katie Porter, a first-term congresswoman from Irvine. She's a former professor at University of California, Irvine. And we have a plus-5 Republican registered voter edge, so we believe we can win this seat back. Something happened in 2018 down here in Orange County where we lost every seat, like I said earlier, but it's very winnable. I've lived in the district and been a homeowner for 42 years. I know the district. I know the people well. Irvine is the largest city in the district, and I work hand-in-hand with the mayor of Irvine. I sit on the Veterans Advisory Council for the Board of Supervisors here in Orange County. So I know the district very well. I was based at the El Toro Air Base for 27 years, which was right in the heart of the 45th district before it was shut down in 2000. And a lot of veterans live in the district. There's 80,000 veterans that live in the 45th district. So I'm going after the veterans for their vote and for their support. And, you know, we feel pretty confident, but we have to win the primary first, which is coming up March 3rd.
Greg Raths is with us. He's running for California's 45th congressional district. Obviously, so much in the news these days. When you look at the story involving the president's taking out that military leader overseas and how people have lined up on one side of the aisle and the other. You're a military guy. Was this dude a bad guy and needed to be taken out?
Yes. You know, that was very personal to me because I've lost a lot of friends in the Iraqi war. My son actually flew in that war. He's a F-18 driver himself. And he was a bad guy, and he was spreading terror throughout the region. And I don't have all the details yet, but they should be coming out why they went after him when they did. But apparently he was planning some pretty tough operations against Americans and our allies over there. So I believe it's a good thing, and I really believe it's going to bring Iran to the table to discuss peace, believe it or not.
And the reaction by some of the Dems that just line up every time, over and over again, everything from this impeachment effort that Katie Porter supported, right?
Yeah, she supported both the inquiry and then she voted for impeachment. She doesn't align with the district. We have 10 cities in the 45th district, all run by Republican mayors and Republican city councils. So she's kind of fish out of water. She won the seat, but you know, my job is to ensure she's a long-term congresswoman. But every time Trump will do something, they'll just do the opposite. So this was a good thing. We got rid of this very bad person, in my view. He was really responsible for a lot of death and terror in that area. So I think it's a good thing. And I believe it's a good thing, I think.
So the field, a bunch of people jump in to run for these things. Is that good or bad?
It's okay. The primary is March 3rd. Ballots get mailed out. Everyone gets a mail ballot this year here in Orange County. So all the voters will be getting a ballot in the mail February 3rd. So I'm campaigning as if the election's February 3rd. There's six Republicans in the race. There's one Democrat in the race. So the top two will then move to next November's general election. So obviously it'll probably be Katie Porter and then obviously one of us Republicans. And my bet it will be me. We're doing very well. I know this area. I'm retired now. So
you know this area well. Greg, what's a place where folks can write you or check out your info on the web?
Thank you, sir. I have a website, greggrafts.com, G-R-E-G-R-A-T-H-S, greggrafts.com.
Excellent. Out of time, Greg Raths running for the 45th Congressional District, a Republican. Thanks so much.
You bet.